Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, May 1. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness breaks ground for 85 more housing solutions in Clarendon. Police Commissioner promises proactive policing and public servants urged to file statutory declarations. The details after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Ground has been broken for the construction of 85 housing solutions in Phase 2A of the Longville Park housing development in Clarendon. The project, to consist of 43 studio units and 42 serviced lots, is being developed by the National Housing Trust, NHT, at a cost of $366 million. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, in his address at the groundbreaking ceremony on April 28, said he has requested the NHT to devise a program to rehabilitate housing schemes built within the last 20 years. Mr. Holness says the move is in recognition of the NHT's 40th anniversary celebrations. The Prime Minister says the trust will be looking at roadways, sidewalks, shared community spaces, putting in spaces for parks and physical activities, and some amount of infrastructural improvement where necessary. He has assured that the resources of the NHT are being used to fulfill its mandate of building houses and developing communities. New Police Commissioner George Quaylew has committed to developing a culture of proactive policing within the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, that focuses on crime prevention. This, he says, will be characterized by significantly boosting resources and capabilities, forging new partnerships, and strengthening existing ones. The new commissioner says boosting the intelligence capabilities of the force to reflect current demands will be a priority focus area, while noting that analytical tools have to be upgraded to produce relevant and reliable information.
I commit to ensuring that greater attention and resources are focused on the expansion and improvement of our intelligence machinery. I firmly believe that with better and more calculated intelligence, the quest for preventing crime will be enriched and will find expression in more coordinated and successful responses.
Significant focus will also be placed on safeguarding the welfare of police officers to make it easier for them to carry out the tasks they were trained for. Money set aside under the National Insurance Fund, NIF, for unlending to the small business sector is to be increased to $3 billion from $1.5 billion. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheeni Robinson says the funds will be disbursed through the approved participating financial institutions.
The National Insurance Fund continues to perform creditably. At the end of financial year 2016-2017, the fund was valued at approximately $95 billion, reflecting an increase of over 17% or $14 billion during the year.
The increase has been made possible due to the performance of the NIF over the 2016-17 financial year, one of the fastest growth periods in the history of the fund. The major investments of the NIF are in the tourism, manufacturing, banking and finance, and real estate sectors. And public servants are again being urged to ensure compliance in making statutory declarations of their assets, liabilities, and income. Secretary Manager of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, CPC David Gray, says persons who have missed the filing deadline on March 31 should still make every effort to file their declarations as soon as possible. Declarations are to be made on an annual basis within 3 months of December 31 of each year. The Corruption Prevention Act 2001 and the Corruption Prevention Regulations 2003 require that public servants whose total remuneration exceed $2 million annually and public servants whose posts are listed in Parts 1 and 2 of the regulations issued under the Act, as well as any other groups of public officers that the Commission may request, must file their statutory deductions. Mr. Gray adds that last year, over 200 persons were charged for having failed to file statutory declarations. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.